Today is the day of the week dedicated to Saint Joseph, the most chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the holy foster father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so it is fitting that whenever it is possible, and today it is, since it is a feria, which means that the priest can choose another mass if he wishes, that we should honor Saint Joseph, and especially in the most holy sacrifice of the Mass. Now, we know a lot of things about Saint Joseph, and of course, after Mary, he is the highest saint in the whole Catholic Church. When our Lord told the Apostles' mother, Mary of Cleophas, what you ask for, it is not mine to give. She wanted the thrones that were next to his in heaven, and they were already reserved. And they were reserved, of course, for the Blessed Mother, the highest being after God, and of course, after that, Saint Joseph and Saint John the Baptist. So Saint Joseph has a very high position in heaven. He was very, very much venerated also in this regard by, among others, Saint Teresa of Avila, also Therese of Lisieux, and all the great saints. I know the friend of my family, Santa Teresa de Jesús Jornet Eibars, who founded the Little Sisters of the Ancient Poor, or the Old Poor, if you want to call them that, she always had the same kind of devotion to Saint Joseph. And with Saint Teresa of Avila, there was always a statue of Saint Joseph in the receiving room, the opening room of their convents, wherever that may be. And the original convent, and which is also today, is in Valencia in Spain, ancestral city of part of my family. And at the opening, after you open the door and they let you in, there is Saint Joseph. Santa Teresa, just like Saint Teresa of Avila, would put all her petitions under the statue of Saint Joseph, and they would be answered. And many, many miracles occurred because of the power of Saint Joseph. There is no higher saint after the Blessed Mother than Saint Joseph. And in particular, in regards to necessities of employment or of money, the need for money, which, of course, we do have, there is no better intercessor in heaven than Saint Joseph, who provided for the Holy Family on earth. He is also the patron saint of the Church, the patron saint of the Pope, and the patron saint of a holy death, which we all wish to receive. When it was his time, he was blessed that on one side of his bed was the Blessed Mother, on the other side was our Lord Jesus Christ himself. What a better death can we hope for than such? And so we have to beseech him that we may have also, when the time comes, a holy death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.